Number one.
Miss any part of the show?
Every moment of every show is available in podcast form
by searching Hanson Scotty on your favorite podcasting platform or online at kslsports.com. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
And Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Try to bring in the man, the myth, the legend. You know him, you love him. It's Tim Lacombe. Coach, how are you?
If you know me, it's questionable whether you love me or not. But by God, I'm lovable.
How are you? Anybody that knows you loves you. I was watching the press conference, and there you were with, I don't know who you were with, just absolute beautiful girl. And I thought,
stunner.
And I thought, there's my guy front and center taking in a little Kevin Young press conference. And everybody loves you. Everybody loves you, Coach.
Well, I love you guys. It was awesome to be there last night. And I think I got that seat because Coach Rose was there. And Roger Reed didn't make it. So his name was there, and I just said, hey, Roger, I'm going to sit here in your honor, you know, my wife and I. So we sat there, and, brought in a new coach, another BYU coach. We're so excited about Kevin Young joining the family, and it really is a family. And it was awesome to see, like, Danny Ainge and Steve Cleveland and former players, you know, they're all over the place. It was awesome. So incredible day, incredible night, and I think – Kevin Young's going to do some really good things at BYU.
So you tweeted out, and I think it was apparent to everybody, that this was the BYU job was a means to an end for Mark Pope. Like, I think he always had his sights bigger than BYU. Kevin Young gives a different vibe. Now, look, if the NBA comes calling or a bigger school, you know, you understand that. But still, this already has a different feel to it than it did with Mark Pope.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the interesting thing, and Kevin, you know, he really is. He's the highest paid NBA assistant and has been on the short list for many jobs. You know, just listening to him talk basketball, you can see that he's got a real nice approach to it. And I think in his mind, you know, we were able to sit real close, like you said, and we sat actually right behind his family. And he's got three little kids, you know, 11, 10, two boys, 11 and 10, and a little girl, looked to be maybe six or so. And I sat there and looked at him, and that was not too far off of what my three kids when we went there. And you know, I was there 12 years. I was able to raise a family while coaching at the highest level, you know, in Division I basketball, you know, to be able to go to a Sweet 16 and take your family. It's just so vastly different from the NBA. The NBA is such a grind. It's 82 games, you know, you are gone so much. And so I really believe that this move was for Kevin Young was, it's a way to still coach, you know, and now it's even better because it's the Big 12, but a way for him to coach college basketball at the highest level, raise his family and do it at a place where he, you know, has a ton of support. So, and then from BYU's angle, I think it's like you said, yeah, you find a guy like that qualified, that's willing to come, yeah, you lock him up for some time to just, as anything, you guys know this as well as anything, continuity is everything now. If you have continuity in anything in college basketball from year to year, you're ahead of the curve.
So what stood out to you the most from his press conference?
I really liked there wasn't a whole lot of hype. I'm not a very big hype guy. I don't, you know, I understand there's people that clamor for it, but you know, my philosophy has always been that authenticity reigns supreme. And what I felt in that room was a bunch of authenticity. I mean, this guy didn't say, you know, people asked him the question about NIL and about recruiting in college. And, you know, the bottom line is it's been a long time since he's recruited in college and the NIL is brand new. And so I think he just said, you know, there are going to be some things. But the smartest answer he gave was, I'm going to surround myself with people that, you know, have knowledge of various different things. He's going to try to get a fairly heavy college basketball based staff, a bunch of experience there. And he knows a lot of people. So, you know, it's not just the people around here. I mean, you know, he's got contacts all over the country. So I what stood out to me more than anything, long-winded answer, was he seems like Coach Rose, just a guy who, you know, more than anything, just wants to have an opportunity to coach and let all the other stuff happen around you. But, you know, lead with your record, you know, lead with what you actually got accomplished.
So when you look at the landscape of college athletics, obviously the transfer portal's nuts, NIL is getting out of control. You've got several key players from last year's team that are currently in the portal that certainly have options to return. How, and again, kind of a dumb question here, but how much does it help BYU that you've got a guy that's got a pipeline to the pros that can say, hey, look, I've coached at the level. I was almost a head coach at the level. If I'd stayed there, I would have been a head coach at the level. So I know what it takes to be a professional basketball player. Help me help you get you there. That's got to be an appealing thing for some of these players that are considering perhaps going on to a different place outside of BYU.
It's a great observation, Scotty. I think the NBA has always been, you know, that big carrot. Just like in college football, the NFL is the big carrot. And, you know, the ability to go do that is so, like, your chances to go play at the next level from college are so minimal. So every advantage that you can get to help you understand what that next level is like. So I think that's going to be huge. I also believe he's a coach that the NBA players liked. You know, he's a guy that, you know, they liked on a personal level, but they really leaned on for development. And so I don't think it'll be out of the ordinary for this place to be perhaps a stopping place for NBA guys that, you know, want to work out in the summertime and want to lean on Coach Young and as a friend and as a mentor. And I think he's got a lot of years in the NBA and a lot of guys that he knows. And that just by virtue of his, again, I'm talking actual work, not pie in the sky, not stuff that we're going to do, but he's put himself in a position to maintain relationships with these guys. And I think just organically, that's going to benefit BYU.
So, Coach, I've been talking to Scotty a lot about the contract situation. This is the first time I've ever heard of a head coach's contract leaking out to anybody. You know, I just in the time that I was there and watched the coaches to watching Bronco and watching other coaches come through, you just don't get contract information. Did BYU have any type of clause in yours or Coach Rose's contract that said, hey, let's keep this secret? And then secondly, have you ever seen a contract get public like his has?
Is the first question. I don't recall having anything, you know, any kind of outside of confidentiality that's written into most contracts, but I don't recall anything special. But to your point, I've never pay's never been discussed. But BYU's never been in the Power Five. I mean, I do think the biggest thing that's changed here, you know, when I first got to BYU, I remember sitting in a meeting and they were talking about the TV revenue, and, you know, TV revenue really drove so much. And when BYU was in the Mountain West Conference, when I first got there and the TV was the mountain, you know, the pledge was that everybody get $1 million. I remember that cause I was in the meeting and that was the TV revenue, $1 million per school. And, you know, when they went independent, they broke out of that situation. You know, basketball went to the WCC and they were able to raise that like 10 times, you know, TV revenue doing their own thing. And now you look at the revenue has gone from that to, you know, 35 million. And so bottom line is budgets have expanded. The stakes are higher. Time has gone on. I mean, there was every time I saw Roger Reed, he grabbed me and said, you better be grateful for what you make because you make made more. You make more than I did as the head coach, you know. And I just think that's the way it works. But it may be an indicator that BYU's all in, you know. I will tell you this much, guys. I met President Reese last night, and he was a breath of fresh air. He seems to be progressive, forward-thinking, definitely aware of what's going on in the landscape, and a sports nut nonetheless. But I was really, really impressed with him.
So let's talk a little Jazz as the season comes to an end, mercifully. Is the offseason going to be far more interesting than the last second half of the regular season?
Yes. I mean, for the general fan, yes. Again, a basketball geek like me, there was stuff that happened in that last half that was really important. But your general fan doesn't want to hear that. You know, they want to know you win or lose. And so I think the bottom line is they made steps toward winning more consistently this year. It was painful. And, you know, but I think everybody was warned up front, this is going to be painful. And I think we felt some of that ancillary pain this year. The offseason is going to be fun. I mean, Danny was, I thought, very frank. And you know, I love to listen to that dude talk about basketball, period. But he was very frank about, you know, what this offseason is. And I think the bottom line that what I take from it is we're really close. I mean, you can't totally plan because you got to be, in some ways, you got to see what the market does and see who's actually available. But what I took from it is the Jazz are close. I think they've done a good job to this point, and this is a very pivotal offseason for a lot of different reasons.
Do you know of any players that this organization has their sights on? I mean, I know that there's guys that you absolutely would want because they're tearing the league apart with their scoring and what they're able to do, but do you know of any targets, free agent targets, or unhappy with their organization and contract targets that the Jazz might be looking at?
Not off the top of my head, but I would say that most of that drama will probably unfold here in the next couple of weeks with the playoffs the way where we are. You know, as teams fall out and as teams kind of recalibrate for next year, that's where maybe some of these guys will become available. I mean, I this is me talking, but I look at the Houston Rockets and, you know, Şengün is such a great young player, and they did amazing things when he was hurt. You know, they were able to win a lot of games. They played differently. You know, they play a little faster. So just by virtue of that, I wonder, is a guy like that expendable? You know, do they want to move him? And I think that's where the Jazz just have to be aware and ready to strike when guys like that become available.
You have the great Tim Lacombe right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. If you're Golden State, what do you do with Klay Thompson? You know, they're done. Their payroll's out of control. Klay still wants to get paid, but his best years are certainly behind him. How do you handle that dilemma?
It's rough. I mean, borrow a phrase from my guy, Coach Rose, nothing ends well. And, you know, Klay's had such marvelous years in Golden State, been a part of some just incredible teams, but he's on the tail end of it now. And I think, you know, what happens when a car gets old is you start piecing it out for parts.
Yeah.
And I mean, that may be where Klay fits now. I mean, that's going to be one of the intriguing sideline stories in the off season. But I think, you know, that's kind of what I think he's kind of starting to get in that territory.
Would you ever, I don't know the full extent of Trae Young's situation. I just know that it's been tumultuous, up and down, some injuries, some back and forth, some things. And I don't know where he stands with Quinn Snyder. But how would you feel about Trae Young here in a Jazz jersey?
I'm not huge on little guys right now. I'm not huge on little guys that are ball dominant either. I think he's really good. But I've also heard he's not, you know, through the grapevine in the NBA, might not be the best guy to play with, not the best teammate. And I think John Collins, when he came here, talked about kind of the culture in Atlanta. So I would, for me, think he's a good player. He'd be a good fit in a lot of places, but I wouldn't want him out there as my top guy.
All right. 4-5 matchup in the NBA playoffs. We got a couple of good ones as we're about ready to get things going here in earnest in the NBA. But there's a lot that I think we can get excited about, a lot that we can look forward to in the NBA playoffs. But when you look at essentially what could be an interesting matchup between Cleveland and Orlando, and then in the West where you've got Dallas and the Clippers, who do you think comes out of those series? Because I think Orlando's got a great shot at knocking out Cleveland.
I agree. I actually think Orlando beats Cleveland. Yeah, it's Orlando-Cleveland.
Yeah.
And then Indiana plays Milwaukee.
Milwaukee, yeah.
I think they're going to give them a run. I don't still actually get them, but I think they're going to give them a run. I think Orlando is going to beat Cleveland, and I think the Mavericks will beat the oldest team in the NBA, the Clippers, and I think that might put an end to trying to team up these three in some particular order like they have again.
How quickly will the 76ers dispatch of the New York Knicks in the 7-2?
I'm not ready to say that. I actually really like the Knicks. You know, I like the Knicks because Jalen Brunson, albeit a little guy and fairly ball dominant, so I'm contradicting myself, is one of my favorite players to watch in the league because he's efficient. And, you know, he takes the shots he should. And he just is competitive. We watched it. You know, he beat the Jazz single-handedly. But at the same time, that is a really, really rough seeding for them to have to play now with Embiid back in the fold.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be brutal.
His couple games since he's been back, it's just awesome what he's doing.
And I love me some Tyrese Maxey. He is worth the price of admission for Philly. So maybe that thing goes 7. I don't think it's going to happen fast.
I
think the Knicks will fight.
Put it on the record. I've got Philly in 6.
Yeah.
Where are you going, Scotty?
I go 6, yeah. I'd like to be a little different.
We're all taking Philly out of this?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wait, I don't want to. I'll say Knicks in 7. We'll talk next week.
Ooh, okay. I'm holding you to it.
All right. Coach, you're the best. Thanks for hanging out with us. Love you, dog. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, I'm going back. I'm eating lunch right now. I'm going to get honked, but I'm eating lunch with Dave Rose and Dave Rice. We're having a little reunion. So.
Yep, honk him. You get a honk for that.
Okay, love you.
Hey, by the way, we had Dave Rice on last week. I think that was a huge get by Slick. Huge
big
get.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here with him. He's getting calls, like 7 guys have called him saying, hey, can we come play for you?
Well, tell him I said hi.
Hey, hit him with an, because it was a delay. He mentioned whose seat he took, so hit him with one more.
There yeah, you. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, guys. This is the radio station, and they want me to tell you hello. Scott Gerard and Hans Olsen. Okay, Dave Rice and Dave Rose, say hello.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get honked as often as I can.
Now get our picture.
Hold on 1 second. Right. Hold on, Dave's got to say something. Coach Rose.
I'm here, Coach Rose. How you doing?
Hey, when you sit down and talk to Greg Rubel, okay, tell him that I love the dude and that he's the greatest ever. Someone told me last night that he was always afraid of me. He shouldn't have been afraid of me. I like the dude, man. He's the best.
You're an intimidating presence, Coach.
Greg and I have talked about you, Coach, and as much as you might like him, that guy loves you 10 times more, but you're 100% right. Deathly afraid.
Well, he's the best, man. Greatest dude ever.
We'll get him out there running some gassers. Coach, it's great to hear your voice. Glad you're doing well.
See you, Coach.
Yeah, too. Okay, guys. See you.
There he is. Legendary head coach Dave Rose with Dave Rice. And
Tim just mic dropped me, by the way. He hung right
just
up.
Hung up.
He just mic dropped.
Wow, look at him.
Throw a late honk.
Yeah,
because he went as far as – yeah, he threw Coach on.
Okay, here's the thing. He deserves multiple honks because, first off, he's like, well, you know, I was with Danny Ainge, and then I talked to President Reese. And,
yeah, we should have been hitting him. Yeah.
I know, but the whole interview will be a honk. That's what he does.
I know, but I think he's getting used to it.
Look, Mike Smith thought he needs to dial it down a little bit. That got a little out of hand.
hey, though, listen, if we're going to do that to Coach Lacombe, the next time Ryan Smith is on with us and he just randomly hands the phone to Dwayne Wade and we got to honk Ryan Smith.
I'm not going to do that.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not going to
honk. Let's not honk the owner of the Jazz and the NHL team here in Salt Lake.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
That's probably
I like my job.
Idea. Yeah. Yeah, I
come mean, on, man. That was big when he handed it over to Dwayne. He's like, "Oh, I've got just a there's just a random guy here."
By the way, we're sitting in our car, eating, drinking some dirty Diet Cokes here at Swig with Dwayne Wade. No big deal.
Hey, Dwayne, say what's up.
Oh man, I gotta tell you, I love Ryan Smith's style.
Yeah, I know.
He's just
nobody subtly flexes better than that guy.
Yeah, he's an impressive dude.
And if I were him, I'd be doing it 10 times more.
I can't even believe it. You think about it, in the span of a couple of years, he owns Major League Soccer, NBA, NHL.
Yeah.
You know, I could see, and he owns the women's soccer team too, I think.
The Royals, yeah.
The Royals, yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, yep.
I could see him, because you guys saw the WNBA is expanding.
It wouldn't surprise me.
The WNBA is expanding.
I've actually heard some rumblings on that.
I think they're going from 12 to 14.
Yeah, yeah, they want to add two more teams. Yeah, I could see that.
I'm just saying.
I could see it.
Keep your ear to the ground because we could see some WNBA right here in All Salt right. Lake City.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. You know, when we talk about trying to, you know, look your best, a lot of times, you know, women really put that to the forefront. They always want to be, whatever kind of procedure. But here's the thing, dads. Hey, look, you and me, look, we're dudes in our 40s, and we understand that things are a little different now than they were 15, 20 years ago. And so you got to keep up. Your wives are putting in the work. It's time for you to put in the work. And that's Wendy's here with Bell Medical. And Wendy, you're here to help out our guys, man.
I am here, really just to educate. And to your point, women do take this quite seriously, but it is a place that men can come and be comfortable in at Bell Medical. And really, because they know that the money that they spend will actually work to improve their body.
Let's talk about this deal. It's $5,995.
That's right.
And it is fat removal. This isn't a diet plan, and this is a fat removal procedure.
Yes, we call it Bell Sculpt.
Tell me what all comes in that $5,995. What all comes in that package?
So that package would tackle your entire midsection. So as a man, it's the upper abdomen, lower abdomen, and then flanks or love handles that go around the sides. That would be the package that entails. And really, the reason that we packaged it that way is because that is where all the fat cells hang out. The stubborn fat cells really hang out.
Is there a lot of bruising? Is it really an uncomfortable procedure? And then is there a lot of bruising afterwards?
Okay, so to those questions both, we make it very comfortable. We encourage patients to bring something to listen to. They can watch a show. We talk to them.
So they're not out.
No, they're awake, and we do that because it's a quicker recovery. It is, you know, the risk is low. And they can handle it. And in most cases, some patients sleep. Everyone is different with pain. But in most cases, patients are talking, they're sleeping, they're in and out. You know, it's not anything that they can't manage. And we make sure that it is managed well. We're on that with pain. Bruising is minimal. It is because we're not hurting the body. We're going in and gently removing fat cells. So that to that point, everybody's going to be a little different with bruising, but it is so minimally invasive. It's crazy to see that you can go in and change a body so gently and permanently, while the patient's awake.
Is there like a and everybody's different, and you know, obviously the amount of fat's different, but is there like a certain percentage of body fat that you can look at, or is it just
we take as much as we can pinch.
Yeah.
So everybody will be a little bit different with that, but in a procedure we take as much as we can pinch. So we go after all of the areas that we know are pinchable, and that's an art. Our providers are trained on that. And, you know, we really target those areas.
You and I were talking a little bit. You know, I've tried to drop some LBs, but yet I can't get rid of this weird little gobbly chin thing.
You talked about your chin.
And you know, we're talking about the midsection, but there's also arms, chin, things like that you guys can address.
Just about every area. The chin is a really cool area because it typically is genetic. And patients that have come to us that have lost weight and they still are struggling with their chin, it is genetic. And so we're able to go in. That is one of our most minimally invasive. And most patients say, I didn't even feel that. So it's a really cool area that has permanently changed so quickly. And patients, their self-esteem with chin is huge.
Oh, yeah.
Because pictures are different. They look in the mirror and it's just like, wow, this is gone. This is actually gone. Because those fat cells, they hang out there. That's an area where they're just going to hang out.
I'm so intrigued by this procedure. I've never heard of it.
In Europe, this has been a common procedure, and they really have been hard on us over here in the United States because they say liposuction is just hard on the body and you're terrible to your body. And, you know, they've been doing this for a very long time. In fact, this is where our equipment is from. It's from Germany, and it is actually used as equipment for stem cell. They use it to go in and harvest fat cells and then put them in another area of their body. So that tells you how gentle it is, because when we remove fat, it is living. For women, we transfer that fat to areas of the body. So that tells you we've got to be gentle to the body and to the fat.
Bellmedical.com, B-E-L-L-E, medical.com. Do you come out of the procedure and all of a sudden you've lost inches off the waist?
You'll see inches. We, at your first post-op, we measure you, because that's what we go after is inches. And in almost every case, there is some swelling. You will see some inch loss immediately.
Immediately. But then the swelling goes down.
And the swelling goes down, and then you just see progress. And the body continues to give back, especially with our patients that continue to work out and eat well and partner with us on that. It's crazy to see what happens, especially with men. Especially with men. It's awesome.
Let's go to bellmedical.com right now. B-E-L-L-E, B-E-L-L-E, medical.com. Get there now. You get all the information. They've got a great deal going on right now at bellmedical.com. Wendy's hanging out with us for the rest of the show. Let's get it going. Hopefully we'll hear some news out of the NHL front. Coming up next, 97.5, the EKSL Sports Zone.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present...
This is JJ and Alex.
I feel bad for Coyotes fans. I feel bad for the players and staff. They were let down by bad management. The good news is there's going to be new management in town. You know that restaurant you go to that's really bad? You're like, I'm never going back there again. And you drive by there like a year later and you see that sign says, new management. The Coyotes are getting new management. And everything's going to be different for these players, the coaches, the staff. The general manager is going to have money to spend. The players are going to be playing in a big sold-out arena here at Delta Center. But it's happening, and new management is definitely in town. It's Ryan Smith, and he's going to take over this franchise, and he's going to make it special.
Catch JJ and Alex afternoons from 3 to 6. Presented by G2G Bars on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
It's time to saddle up and talk about the winners and the losers. This is the good, the bad, and the ugly. Now, here's the good.
Good, the bad, the ugly, right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone, all brought to you by RGS Exteriors. Tim and his crew ready to help you out with whatever you need. Let's go. All right, hands, we got a theme today. It's a transfer portal edition of the good, the bad, the ugly.
Yeah, we've got a little bit more bad and ugly than maybe good, but Utah is doing a lot of good things right now in the transfer portal. I think they're getting some really good talent. They got this receiver from Syracuse. His name's Damian Alford. Listen to this guy, Scotty. He's 6'5". He's probably 220. If you watch the film, I don't know what they have him listed at, but He's a big kid. He led Syracuse in receptions, 33 receptions, 650 yards or so last year. Syracuse didn't light it up, but Jason Beck,
yes,
was their offensive coordinator.
Correct.
So I think that they dismantled their offensive staff, and this kid jumps in the portal. Utah landed him.
It's a good get.
It's a really good get. So he'll jump in that room with guys like Money Parks and Dorian Singer and Micah Pittman, who I'm really excited to see if Micah Pittman can get himself going. Minier McClain, who had some moments last year. I just think he really improves that receiver room. They did lose one guy that I'm not real happy about. They lost that Koliniu. Remember when we were talking with, I think we had Jim Harding on during spring ball, and I asked him about Koliniu, and he started at center for 8 or 10 games and was really good. I think he's a really technical center. I'm not saying he's a world beater, but he's a technical center. He's not going to leave you hanging. And he jumped into the transfer portal. I don't know a ton about Shale Kelly and some of these other guys, Britton Allen and there was one other guy. I just can't remember who it was. But the one guy that does worry me a little bit is Kolenu Fayu.
Yeah. Well, the transfer portal giveth, and it certainly taketh away. There's no doubt about that. All right, let's get to the bad.
Now the bad.
Well, Utah State losing players in the portal. Couple of key players. Paul Fitzgerald started all 13 games, led the team in sacks. He has hit the portal.
He did lead the team in sacks?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, I know he's hit the portal. And Lloyd, I don't know if this is official. Have you heard the rumors that Utah did land him? You haven't heard that?
Yeah, Paul Fitzgerald had 8 sacks last year.
Whoo, come on. That's good. Well, you know, I'm coming from a team where I called 11 total sacks in a season.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
I mean, there's something to be said for 8.
Yeah.
But I think Utah has signed him. I don't know if that's official or
I don't know.
Or public. What do you see? Is that what? That's what you're seeing, Lloyd? Okay. So Paul Fitzgerald headed to the University of Utah.
Now, there's been some others. McKay Hillstead in the portal. That stinks for Utah State. I think he had a really bright future there. Sir Mels played in 12 games, had 13 tackles. There's a wide receiver, just a special teamer that kind of hurts a little bit. Cooper Lagaz, we mentioned yesterday, hits the portal. The one that really hurts Utah State just came down about 20 minutes ago. Because I think Paul Fitzgerald, again, he'll be a good rotational player at Utah. I don't think he'll be a star at Utah. That's just my opinion. But he provides a lot of good depth for the University of Utah, if in fact that's where he ends up going. The one that's really stings, that really hurts, Devon Booth has just hit the portal for Utah State. Had 800 yards. Remember, that was a three-man show at running back.
Oh, yeah.
For Utah State. Had a 6-yard average, 800 yards. He is a really good player. And had he been the bell cow, because Utah State had 3 running backs, all 3 of them played really well. Had he been the guy, he would have gone for 1,300 yards.
Oh, man.
So whoever gets him, and I got a sneaking suspicion he might be staying in state too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's
just a suspicion there.
Wow. That's tough. Are you worried about this? A couple of quarterbacks, Cooper Legault, Hillstead,
Paul. I think we're all getting numb to it, right? It's like that's just the world of college athletics right now.
And it's just like lose and then replace.
Yeah, like if you're, especially if you're at the G5 level and you don't have the NIL resources that other schools have, you're a farm team. Let's just be honest. Let's just call it the way it is. Until something changes, you're a farm team. You go out, you recruit, you find hidden gems, you develop them, and then all of a sudden you get a player that blows up, and then another team can be like, oh, thanks for putting in that work for us. We're going to go ahead and take him now.
I don't know why that statement's abrasive to me, but it is.
But am I wrong?
I don't think you're wrong.
I mean, you can be upset, you can be angry, but that's just how it is.
It's not right.
I agree.
See, I don't know. I might look at Weber State that way, FCS maybe. But if I'm coming out of high school and I'm committing to Utah State and...
All right, so if Utah State's paying you $50,000 in NIL...
That's the layer I would not...
And just for using Utah, for example, I don't know, and Utah offers you $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 in NIL, what are you going to do?
Well, if they're doubling it or
quadrupling
better.
It, you know. All right, folks, it is official. Sportico and others reporting the NHL has approved the $1.29 billion Coyote sell to Utah's Ryan and Ashley Smith. Bum, bum, bum. There you go, folks. Let's go. It's done.
Yeah, that report coming from Elliot Friedman. Now, if you've been listening to Scotty and I guess if you've been listening to Ryan Smith himself.
Yep.
you know, it's all been alluding to the fact that this was going to be coming down. It's just, it's exciting that it's here. And Scotty and I have been having multiple NHL guests on for a reason. We really want to help usher in the NHL because there's a lot of learning curve for Scotty, a lot of learning curve for me. This is a sport that I'm just not overly familiar with. I know I come from Idaho, but hockey was not big in Idaho.
No, no.
We had the Steelheads that I believe played in the same league as the Grizzlies, but it just was not a reality. Getting out to those games, and it always felt like it was out of reach. Hockey felt out of reach. And so I want to make sure that as the NHL comes, you get ready for the NHL.
Yeah.
Had a couple of tweets come in today, and they're like, hey, we're getting a lot of this NHL stuff. I know, but look, we can talk football. We'll give you some football tidbits. We'll keep a track of this transfer portal. But news coming down just now that the Board of Governors has, in fact, agreed to allow the Coyotes to come to Utah.
By the way, there's a lot of, let's go, let's celebrate.
It is
it's
a celebration.
Done, celebrate this bad boy,
this is
folks.
Awesome.
It's done.
It's really incredible, man.
This, I mean, look, we've known it's been coming for about a week now. Some of us have known for a few weeks. If you've been listening to the show, we've been dropping hints like crazy. Hopefully you've paid attention. But, like, we've known this was going to happen, but to actually know that it has happened, that Utah is getting an NHL team, a second Big Four professional franchise here in Utah. Folks, This is a seminal moment for the state of Utah. This is a signature sports moment for the state of Utah. We have arrived. We have two Big Four major professional teams here in the state. Celebrate this bad boy. Let's go.
Hallelujah, man. We have been in this market on air for 18 and 20 plus years, and we've never had an opportunity to introduce an actual Big Four. So being able to introduce the NHL to Salt Lake City and be on air for this moment is incredible. This is something that'll just go down in history. Like, this was the day, this was the moment that the Board of Governors approved this NHL team to Salt Lake City. Now, what I'd like to do in this announcement, in this moment, is ride the momentum of it and say, let's get all of the land responsibilities passed so that they can build this entertainment access downtown. We had Lindsay Ayers on yesterday. She talked about what we're currently watching go through. I know we're going to get some more details of this, but Ryan Smith has entered with the city in an agreement to build an entertainment district that would include, I'm sure, an arena. Now, it wasn't specific if it was Jazz and NHL, but I'm thinking it's Jazz and NHL.
Yes.
And we need to make sure that we keep this momentum and we get this thing sealed downtown. And Scotty, you and I will be broadcasting right next to this beautiful new arena that is housing NHL, NBA. It'll be bigger. It'll be better. The downtown streets will be gorgeous. You know, you're extending shopping and eating and all those kinds of fun things. And you're going to have Temple Square that's rebuilt, remodeled with a new look. It'll be a stunning downtown, but we got to keep this momentum and get it done.
Let's go. Absolutely. All right, we got to take a break. Come back. We'll continue on the news. It is official, folks. The NHL is on its way to Salt Lake City. We knew it was happening. Now it actually is happening. Let's go. It's all right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
NHL is coming to Salt Lake City.
It's about time.
I have been waiting decades.
This is huge news.
As Utah prepares to welcome the National Hockey League,
this city has long deserved a second pro squad.
The Zone will have all the coverage from every angle as we'll be with the new team every step of the way. From every moment of the offseason right up to when the puck hits the ice in the fall.
A new era in Utah sport.
Your home for the best coverage of the NHL in Utah is right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hands and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. It is official, folks. The hockey is on its way to Utah. The NHL has approved. The Board of Governors had the vote, and as we expected, it's done. And by the way, you can get your tickets right now at NHLinUtah.com. That's NHLinUtah.com. Hans and I have just sent out those links, so you can put your deposit to get tickets right now at NHLinUtah.com. But I've got the press release from the NHL right here, and I'm going to read some of this verbatim. The National Hockey League's Board of Governors today approved the establishment of a franchise beginning with the 2024-2025 season in Utah that will be owned and controlled by Smith Entertainment Group, which is led by Ryan and Ashley Smith. In addition, the board of the board approved a plan that renders the Arizona Cardinal or the Arizona Coyotes franchise inactive, with a right to reactivate if Alex Morello has fully constructed a new state-of-the-art facility appropriate for an NHL team in 5 years. So he's essentially, if he has himself a new arena, he can have his Coyotes back. So this is essentially a expansion team with a roster attached to it.
Which might be best case scenario.
Best case scenario, yeah. Again, continuing on with the release, effective at closing, the approved transaction will result in the Coyotes franchise transferring the totality of its existing hockey assets, including its full reserve list, roster of players and draft picks, and its hockey operation department to the Utah franchise. Here's the quote from Gary Bettman. As everybody knows, Utah is a vibrant and thriving state, and we are thrilled to be a part of it. We are also delighted to welcome Ashley and Ryan Smith to the NHL family and know they will be great stewards of the game in Utah. We thank them for working so collaboratively with the league to resolve a complex situation in an unprecedented and beneficial way. It's the NHL's belief in Arizona has never wavered. We thank Alex Morello for his commitment to the franchise in Arizona, and we fully support his continuing efforts to secure a new home in the desert for the Coyotes. We also want to acknowledge the loyal hockey fans in Arizona who have supported their teams with dedication for nearly three decades while growing the game, but we couldn't get that team out of there fast enough. Let's get this stuff to us. Okay, that part's not necessarily true. But everything else.
Everything to that point.
Yeah.
The NHL in SLC is official, and the season will start with the 2024-2025 season. That's what's great, because we're an impatient society.
Yeah.
And you're going to get NHL hockey here in Salt Lake City coming up in the back end of this year and through 2025. The NHL will be playing here in Salt Lake City this year.
Yeah, in like 6 months.
Yeah. So it's not like you just sit and wait and like, oh, okay, 5 years down the road, oh, so they're going to build a building. Oh, okay, well, we might get it. No, it's official, and it's going to be playing here in Salt Lake City in a matter of months. Scotty mentioned the website, NHLinUtah.com. So what you can do, and there's a bit of urgency with it, Scotty, because you're placing a deposit today that secures your spot in line. So it's $100 per seat. It's not this big, massive number. It's $100 per seat. And what you're able to do is you put the deposit in and it secures your spot in line to be able to see the Utah NHL team compete in its inaugural season at Delta Center. So get out there and put the $100 deposit in. If you are an NHL fan and you're hearing this now, be the first to do it, because this thing just launched. And, you know, there are going to be limited seats, Scotty. I don't know exactly how they're going to work the seating in Delta Center, if they are going to sell the seats that do have some vision problems or if they wall those off. I don't know yet. And we'll probably get the form on that plan as it comes along. But this is big time news.
Lloyd, I don't know if you have that quote from Ryan Smith that I tweeted out earlier, but Ryan Smith, I love this quote that he dropped yesterday in a sports conference when, you know, obviously we knew what was coming. And the one thing I like about Ryan is he doesn't put his thoughts or try to hide behind things until they're official. Like, he'll just tell you what's up. He'll just be like, okay, you know, look, this is what's going on. And so it was addressed yesterday at a conference, and he had some really pointed comments about the preparation. And I loved this because he talked about how vital Utah fans are as sports fans, how impressed that we are, or how impressed he is with us as sports fans, and the plan going forward. And these were strong comments here.
If you can catch this bus and bring an NHL team to Utah, what are you most excited about and what are you most concerned with?
I have incredible faith in the people of Utah. We show up. And we had the NCAA tournament there, and like the arena was packed at 11 a.m. in the morning. UFC came in this summer, and like the fight started at 4 p.m. and like everyone from UFC is like, why are people here at 4?
The PLL, like, they showed up for.
Yeah, the PLL. So like we show up. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about showing that. But look, I want to spend all my time this summer launching a whole new brand and going through all the little things and every single little detail. That's not really what I would love to do. I'd love to be over at the Olympics and like everyone else hanging out and doing these things or being up on the lake. But reality is you can't blink when these things come along. And I'll never forget going through the Jazz transaction, and it happened to coincide that it was the exact same week of closing as our IPO. And I'm like, what are we doing? I mean, the amount of work that goes in to announce these things and everything, I'm like, what are we doing? And it's just like, don't blink, just go. And a year later, like, you're sitting there going, okay, we're good. And so with this situation, there is so much work to do. There's practice facilities, there's, you name it, we've got it. There's nothing we don't have to go do. We'll find a way. If everyone's in, like, we'll find a way. We've done harder stuff.
Oh, isn't there more to that? Oh, okay. Yeah, there. It went on. That one cut off a little early. There was a lot more to an extended cut that maybe we can find a little bit later. But, don't blink. Let's go.
Well, as he mentioned, we do show up. We do love our sports. And what I would continue to do is encourage people to show up.
Yep.
You know, as the announcements come down and as we get closer to the events, show up, welcome it in. I'm really excited to get these players in.
Yeah.
I've been reading a lot of, and we've been talking to a lot of different insiders about NHL players and just the way they are. They're incredible people. They're driven athletes. They're the best of the best. And we're going to get them right here in this community. And as I mentioned, this Coyotes team, in the final seven games of the season, they went 5-2 in the final seven games. And four of those wins were against current playoff teams. It might be kind of tilted towards the NBA where you win and it doesn't mean a lot, but it meant a lot to them. And they got players on the ice that can get it done. So you've got a great young core with a lot of exciting players. And you know what's exciting, Scotty? We get to unveil all of this brand new NHL brand as Ryan Smith builds it and Smith Entertainment Group releases it. And we get to watch it all transpire. And that's exciting.
Yeah. All right, Bell Medical here in studio. Wendy's hanging out with us. And, Wendy, it's a big day. A lot of people fired up. And
look, there's exciting stuff.
A lot of reasons to be fired up to work on yourself, too.
True.
At Bell Medical, take that level of enthusiasm because you've got a great special right now, $59.95.
We do.
For a complete dad bod makeover.
Right. And, you used a line earlier, show up. Just show up for yourself. And I think that said, you know, $59.95 to buy self-esteem. And it's hard to say that we put self-esteem with the way our body looks, but we do.
It does.
You know, it's between us and the mirror. Not only that, but also how we feel, just our health. If we want to get out, if we want to play with our kids, if we want to, do things in life, I think there's a lot said with a healthy body in doing that.
Where do you go? Where is the procedure location?
We have clinics. We've got 9 clinics in many places. Here in Utah, we have 3. We have Pleasant Grove, Bountiful, and Draper. And that is where you go for a procedure. You'll go there for not only the consultation, all of the aftercare, but also the procedure itself.
It's real simple. Go to bellmedical.com. There's financing options available as well. And I think, you know, there's a lot of health issues, too, that can be caused with that belly fat.
So many.
You know, we're talking, you know, it's not necessarily about vanity. It's about, you know, really taking care of yourself.
Right. I really like to speak to that because, you know, many of us will put money into health or other things. And this is a health thing when you can remove that stubborn fat that's impacting health. And it's impacting our ability to want to move and do things in our life because we don't feel good.
Go to bellmedical.com right now. That's B-E-L-L-E medical.com. Bellmedical.com. Get there now. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. More of the NHL coming to Salt Lake City. We'll continue to hit on it next. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.